It's been 8 weeks since dental offices in Maine have been closed for routine care. During that time, minor dental issues in some patients have progressed into emergencies. Dentists are included in the state's first stage of reopening, but conflicting guidance has stymied their efforts to resume their practices. And in the meantime, they say their patients are suffering. Patty White has more.
3 days before dental offices closed for elective procedures due to the coronavirus pandemic, Tori LaJoy of Vassalboro had a broken tooth pulled. Afterwards, she says it was sore and didn't feel like it was healing right.
I called up and asked them to look at it, and that's when they told me that this virus was going around and that they were closed. They only did emergencies.
This marked the beginning of what would become a weeks-long effort for LaJoy to get care. She says she was prescribed antibiotics multiple times as her pain persisted and her jaw became swollen.
Again, I was calling around. Nobody's taking patients.
She says she doesn't know why her issue wasn't considered an emergency, but it became one. She ultimately had to go to an oral surgeon who told LaJoy the infection was in her jawbone.
And that's why I was in so much pain. And he ended up having to pull a bunch of teeth to relieve the pressure that I truly didn't want pulled, but had to.
LaJoy says she spent a few days in the hospital recovering. The oral surgeon who treated her, Portland-based Dr. Killian McCarthy, says he's witnessing an increasing number of emergencies.
The amount of infections I've seen over the 8 weeks so far are more than I've seen in a year normally.
McCarthy says patients have come from as far as Bangor seeking care, some by ambulance. Dr. Whitney Wignall, a pediatric dentist in Portland, says her office is also seeing a surge of emergencies.
You know, on a given day for emergencies, we might see five patients now. In the beginning, we were maybe seeing one.
Both Wignall and McCarthy say emergencies are erupting because dental offices are still closed for routine care. Dentists are included under Stage 1 of Maine's plan to reopen the economy, but the plan directs them to follow the guidance of the U.S. CDC, which says that dental care should be limited to emergencies only. Maine Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Jean Lambrew acknowledged that conflict last Friday during a daily state briefing on the coronavirus.
We're trying to approach this process through a collaborative way with our healthcare partners, but this is the rare example of the U.S. CDC being at odds with the American Dental Association.
Lambrew says dentists have to wait until the federal CDC changes its guidance. If that doesn't happen in the coming days, she says Maine will consider issuing its own. But she's emphasized that the state prefers to use federal recommendations. Dr. McCarthy is unsatisfied with that response.
Having Commissioner Lambrew say that we can't open indefinitely until the federal CDC says yes is, I think, short-sighted because Maine is going to continue to suffer.
Other states are allowing dentists to reopen. According to a map on the American Dental Association's website, at least 31 states have reopened dental offices for elective procedures. Some states, such as New Hampshire, aren't reflected in that number, but officials issued guidelines for resuming routine care last week. Dr. Wignall says Maine dentists should be allowed to open with limitations.
Nobody's asking to go back and do elective or cosmetic type of procedures, but we really need to be allowed to treat necessary treatment. You know, it is a disease. It's a disease process. If left unchecked, it has really negative ramifications.
One of Wignall's patients, a 10-year-old boy, had an appointment to have a cavity filled in mid-April that had to be postponed due to the state shutdown. His mom, Kristen Duchesne, says she worked with Wignall to try to first manage it with ibuprofen and Tylenol.
And whatnot, and it was just band-aiding it. And it got to the point one night he was just screaming in pain.
By then, it was deemed an emergency, and Duchesne was able to bring in her son. She says the pain is gone now, but she doesn't think he should have had to wait for it to become an emergency. Duchesne hopes the state will allow dental offices to reopen soon.
I mean, hospitals still have to function. They still have to see patients, you know, for different reasons. They're making it work. You know, when we have to go, we had to go to emergency care a couple weeks ago for something, one of the kids. And, you know, they make it work. So why can't they make it work for dentists? Why is that any less important?
The American Dental Association is also pressing the federal CDC to update its guidance to reflect the fact that dental practices in some states are opening for non-emergency care. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.